Steve Geller, who joins us now. And he, talk about jinxing. Now, this is a negative of a jinx. This is a positive thing. Christian Garrick was on the sidelines for the first time in 2009. What happened? That's right. Super Bowl 44. Saints beat the Colts. Steve Geller, who joins us now, is on the Saints sideline for the first time, and he may just get a Super Bowl ring for his effort if it comes true. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, it's been all me this season. Everyone can thank me. I've been the lucky charm for the Saints this year.
It's all about Steve Geller, y'all.
Right, exactly.
And I think what's ironic here, and I don't think you mind me saying this, is that before he moved here, Steve Geller from New Jersey was a pretty strong Eagles fan.
Yeah, I know, and I've got a lot of folks, even from Bobby Hebert, asking me, who are you rooting for this weekend? And it's pretty simple for me, the fact that, do I want a trip to the Super Bowl? Yes. So I'm going to be rooting for the Saints. The whole gig on the sidelines has been absolutely amazing this year, even more than I could have imagined. And, yeah, it's been a special ride with this team. And I know I'm not part of it, but I kind of feel like it because I've been around them so much, travel with the team. So I want a nice trip to the Super Bowl in Atlanta as well. So who dat, go Saints.
I don't think that's abnormal to feel that way. And they could be playing the Vatican and you'd be rooting for the Saints to go to the Super Bowl. I would. The Vatican's got a pretty good team, by the way, too. I don't know if you knew that.
A higher power's helping them out.
It is. They're also known as Notre Dame. But tell me about the matchup this week. How do you see it unfolding? Final score, et cetera. And what you hearing in the locker room, perhaps, Steve, we should start with that, because you do spend a lot of time with the team in terms of confidence, readiness, preparation, health, et cetera.
Yeah, I think the mood of the whole locker room has been kind of laid back and chill this week, which I guess kind of took me a bit off guard. The most intense person, surprise, surprise, is Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. He came in, I guess you would say, the last time the Saints had a game during the regular season, he was sitting out, so you could tell his mood was a lot more loose. And then during Wednesday's availability, man, you saw him come up to his locker room area and just had that eye of the tiger going already, was dialed in, really intense Drew Brees. But I would say everyone else in the locker room is not making too much of a big deal about a playoff game. Everyone's saying the same thing, that they prepare the same way for every single game during the season, so why should this one be any different? And I think that the fact that it's obviously a home game in the Superdome, where this Saints team is just about as close to unbeatable, they're really confident that that's going to help push them to that next level, no matter who comes in.
You know, when it comes to fighting, they talk about a fighter leaving his fight in a dressing room, and I would guess Drew Brees and Sean Payton have been doing this so long, you rev that up as you get closer to the game. You don't want everybody so fired up to peak on Wednesday. I think laid back is fine for now. Then you start building from the day. What do you think?
Yeah, and I mean, Peyton's motivational tactic on Monday was a pretty good to get the guys going as well. But I just know that this team has kind of stayed that even keel all season long, from watching them on the sideline, even during games. There's been times you can't even tell if they're up or they're trailing, just because everyone kind of still has that same level-headed mentality on the sideline.
Talk to me about the offensive line, and I know they were listed as what? Did not practice? Just about the entire line?
Are limited right now. Thank goodness that they're not practicing. I just think the only person I'm concerned about not playing in this game is still left tackle Teron Armstead. We got to speak to him the other day, and he wouldn't say either way. He's just saying that he's trying to come back from this pectoral injury that he's got. And you just know how tough it is for him to be blocking, using his hands when that chest area is hurting. When he got when he came back and re-injured himself, you could see he was trying to basically block with just his right hand. That left area was just giving him so much pain he couldn't even lift up his hand. So I would wonder if he's going to be playing in this game. But as for Jermon Bushrod, Ryan Ramczyk, Larry Warford, and Andres Pete, I think those guys are all on track to be active for this game, which is obviously huge and key, because the Saints have, to me, the best offensive line in the NFL. I know the Dallas Cowboys get so much credit, But it just seems whoever they cycle in there has been able to do the job, but you want your top guys obviously out there.
Lord knows I'm no Dr. Andrews, but it seems as though that injury that Teron Armstead has is one where unless you get it healed 90% or more, you're going to keep re-injuring it. So maybe, I know it's the playoffs, I know as NBC said, it's the best of one, but it would seem like if he's not going to be effective and if you can get by without him, then maybe he'll be effective maybe next week or down the line if there is a down the line. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly, basically, I would say how Teron Armstead put it. He said, if I can help this team, if I can be effective, I'm going to be out there. And I don't know, I guess as a former poker player reading the faces, I just wasn't too confident in his reaction that pectoral injury was at least 90% for him to go. But let's hope this, you know, we'll see more today when the Friday injury report comes out to see if he's listed as out or even questionable.
I think it was 09 when Deuce ran a flag out on the field before the Cardinals game. I might be wrong. Or maybe that was Reggie
Reggie Bush came out with the bat.
He did. And then the following game, it was NFC Championship game. I think it was Deuce with the flag, maybe. Or they signed Deuce as an honorary captain. Anyway, do you get wind of anything that Sean Payton might have special planned for this game?
No, and I've seen a bunch of people on social media trying to say who should lead the Who Dat chant. Everybody from like Deuce McAllister, Dez Bryant. My recommendation, I think Mrs. Benson should lead the Who Dat chant. I think the place will go crazy.
You have just given me a tremendous idea that I'm going to steal. Thank you, Steve. Give me a prediction on a game.
I think the Saints take this one 31-27.
All right, I hope you're right. Thank you, Steve. We'll see you in Atlanta. Well, no, first we'll see you on the sideline the week after. First,
NFC Championship, that's
right.
There
you go, Steve Geller, sideline reporter. It's 7:21. Another question for you to answer. Who should lead the Who Dat cheer Sunday against the Eagles?